you're listening to the Devoted Dreamers Podcast, the podcast for dreamers, creators, and makers who are eager to wake up in the morning with the confidence to say, "This is who God made me, and this is the dream He's given me." If you have a dream on your heart, but you're confused about how to move forward, or fear, anxiety, and worry that you're not enough rules your days, if you're halted by comparison because someone else is already doing your dream, or you're struggling to believe there's anything God could ever use you for, welcome to Season 7. You're about to receive the encouragement you need to pursue that dream. Through the stories of women just like you who have faced their fears, fought back lies, taken bold steps, and are still in the middle of it. Stick around and you will be emboldened to take that next step. Grow in confidence in your identity in Christ. Become sure of His faithfulness in your life and be inspired by the good He will fuel through you in the world. Because, sister, the victory is already yours. Hey, dreamers, welcome back to another encouraging conversation on the Devoted Dreamers Podcast. But before we jump into that, I have the sweetest comment from a listener that I wanted to share with you. And this one was left over on Podbean. So I don't use this tool, but it's one that I'm starting to discover a little bit more as more and more listeners are over there. And so this one just showed up on their website from Jay Cedo, and she said, "Wow, this is exactly what I needed to hear this morning. Thank you." These words were 100% uplifting. Thank you, Jennifer. I know your name because I've seen you over in the Facebook group. And hey, if you've never left a review or a comment in your app or wherever it is you listen to podcasts, and they often have a place where you can either rate or review or do both, let me tell you, it is so incredible to hear feedback from you. Your input spurs me on to continue doing this work, but more importantly, it encourages other women who see those comments and need to know that this is the conversation for them. So pop on over to iTunes. It's a great place to leave your review. You can do that in the app if you're an iPhone user, or if you're not, like me, pull up iTunes on your computer, your laptop, click rate and review, and go from there. And if you're loving the podcast, I want to invite you over to my Patreon page, where you can hear more of the heart behind why I'm doing what I'm doing with Devoted Dreamers and how to get involved as a patron of the show. It's quick and easy to sign up either for a monthly or one-time contribution to support this work. Just visit patreon.com/devoteddreamerspodcast. I'll also link to that in the show description. So this episode is a little different than the traditional interviews or solo episodes that you may have heard in the past. So in my intro for Season 7, I talked about doing strategy sessions with listeners. This was just kind of a thing that I feel like God brought to mind for me over the holiday break. And this episode today is the very first one, the one that I talked about in that intro episode. So my new friend, Natalie Arndt, was getting ready to start a podcast, working on all those details back in December. Oh my goodness, December. But we got on a phone call to chat about some of her questions and just had such a neat interaction. I really enjoyed chatting with her. I shared just practical things like what mic do I use and my pop filter and the setup. And she, of course, asked for those for Christmas gifts and got them. And then we talked through a bunch of things like the name of her podcast and the branding for her show and guests and all the things that can be intimidating when you're starting something new like a podcast. So today's conversation is just a little snippet of a review of those topics and one question she really wanted to talk through. Because guess what? We had that great conversation in December and I didn't record it. But now here we've got a little bit of it captured. There's some great stuff in here about thinking about your brand and your ideal audience, which could apply pretty much to anyone's dream. And there's this sweet little interchange about authenticity and how we want to project our true selves to others when we share the messaging about our dream. And then there's Natalie's question about the process of how to choose guests for her show and what they should talk about. And maybe you don't have a podcast, but don't think this won't relate to you. I still think you're going to get at least a little nugget or two from this conversation. So let's get to it. Hey, Devoted Dreamers.
coming at you today with something a little bit different and fun, I hope. This is episode 140, and it is our very first strategy session for the podcast. I've been talking about this season and how I had a call over the holidays with my new friend, Natalie, and she wanted to talk about how to start a podcast and kind of hear about my process and go through some questions that she had. And so here we are. This is a little follow-up. We're going to kind of revisit some of the topics we talked about in December, and then we're going to just let the spirit take us on just talking with her about where she's at in this process of starting her podcast and you know, what we kind of might come up with together that is not so easy to come up with when you're sitting at your desk by yourself going, what do I do now? So my hope for you all is that whether you are interested in starting a podcast or you're interested in just starting something new, that you would be able to glean something from this. Natalie is, her branding is her thing. I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that. So I think that even if you're not starting a podcast, there will be something here for you to glean to help you as you progress on your dream. So Natalie, welcome to Devoted Dreamers Podcast.
Thank you.
So fun to have you. And tell us, do a little bit of an introduction and then we'll get into talking about your podcast.
Yeah. So I'm Natalie. I am a brand designer. I do brand strategy too. And where I'm at right now, I mean, you said I'm starting a podcast. It's something that I actually wanted to do like a year ago, and God kind of put it on my heart again. And I was like, you know, I think I can actually do it this time. Like it feels realistic now, which is why, you know, I reached out to you. And yeah, that's, you know, I've been kind of over the past month just formulating ideas and getting clarity, and our first conversation was super helpful. So it's kind of fun to revisit the conversation.
Can I ask, was there anything in particular that helped you, like helped push you over the line to say like, yes, I can do this now? What was that?
Well, honestly, it was like the conversation. Like I was feeling, I think I had shared with you that like I had a call with someone and I got like weird nerves, which I hadn't gotten like nervous in a while. And because that person had a podcast, I was like, oh no, like I'm going to be a nervous wreck doing a podcast. Like who am I to do it? Like it like triggered this, like, I'm this tiny little person. Like who's going to want to listen to me, but like, I don't know. I just felt super like unqualified. So like talking to you was super grounding, like just to help me, you know, like people want real conversations and real, and like, that's literally what my podcast is going to be all about. But just having that conversation was just kind of like the gentle reassurance, like I can do this, like it's okay. Mm.
Yeah. Cause I'm just an average person too.
Well, and everyone is, even like the big podcast, but it's like, just to have that like reminder and human to human interaction of like, we're just all real people. Like it's okay.
Right. Well, and I do think it's valid to kind of pay attention to what's going on in your body, because I mean, I feel that too. Like even I did an interview a couple days ago and I came down for lunch and my husband asked how it was. And I was like, well, I am a little sweaty, you know, it's like, it still happens and it's okay. I mean, I really think that that's an indication that something is happening that's worth paying attention to.
Yeah. You know,
whether
well,
that's
even just, oh yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, even just calling it out is powerful. Like, you know, the fact that it, like, okay, I was really awkward, or like, I'm feeling nervous or whatever it is. Like, it just kind of like gets rid of the elephant in the room or whatever. And like, you just feel like you can relax. And I've noticed I need to do that. Like, in this situation.
Totally. That's funny that you bring that up too, because I did that a lot in my first season of the podcast, where I would record something. And then when I kind of did my little closing thoughts, I would comment on how I felt about what I had done. And I would kind of confess, like, oh yeah, I felt really nervous, or, you know, I'm not really sure what I'm doing, or, you know, just kind of like you said, get it out in the open. And it's almost like you get to stop pretending if you've already just said, like, here's what's happening, you know?
So, well, and that's just very much like, I don't know if you know anything about brand archetypes. It's kind of, it's like your business's personality. So I'm girl next door. I would imagine that you've got that, like, somewhere, like, you, there's kind of like a primary and a secondary brand archetype, but I have a feeling that one of yours is girl next door. It's that, like, it's like Jenna Kutcher, like the very, like, and I don't listen to her much, but I know enough about her that, like, it's that, you know, I'm just a regular person like you, and I like, you know, building connection and community. It's like those values. Because that's a huge thing for me too, is just like reminding people, like, I don't know what I'm doing, or like, I feel really awkward right now, or whatever, because it's like, that's what, I don't know, I just have this need to, like, let people know that they're not alone in whatever they're feeling, and, like, yeah.
Okay, so that's what your podcast is hopefully going to do for people. And you're going to talk about branding and authenticity and that kind of stuff?
I really want to talk about, you know, I will talk about, like, brand strategy, building your brand, that kind of stuff, because I know I can provide value, but I also love talking about all the, like, mindset stuff around that, because it's so, so much easier said than done to just, like, be authentic and be yourself. It's like, but how do I do that? And, like, that's what I want to unpack and just, like, break it down into, like, I don't know, there's so many stumbling blocks that we come across as far as, like, I don't know, it's just me, or, like, you know, not wanting to be authentic because you don't, not that you don't feel worthy, but that you just feel, like, ordinary, like, like what I shared with how our conversation was so affirming.
Hi, sweetie.
He needs a new show. She's watching.
Little one just walked in the room, for those of you who can't see what's happening here. How old is she?
Nature documentaries. She is 5. You want to watch the Yellowstone Cubs?
Here's a tip for all you moms out there. Make use of your cell phone so your kid can watch something while you're recording a podcast or while you're doing your dream, whatever it is. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. We're planning a tentative trip to Yellowstone. So that's her, like, right now. Sweet. I want to see Yellowstone films.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Okay. So we're talking about mindset and being authentic and working past some of the difficult brain stuff, mind stuff.
Yeah. And that's like something that's just on my heart, is like talking about the identity piece that goes with it, and, like, you know, how our identity is so important for building your brand. Like, you've got to have that solid identity and feel just, like, comfortable with who you are, because that's what really draws people in, is when people, I mean, that's why I love your podcast. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm attracted to. And I know that it's the same for other people too. When you can just sense that someone is really just being themselves, like, that's what's magnetic. But then, like, it's so easy to look at people that are doing that and then try to mirror that, because they're like, okay, that's what's working for them. And they, I don't know, carry themselves in a certain way when they talk on video, or they go hiking a lot. I don't know. Like, you see things that they do and you're like, okay, I should do that because it's working for them. Like, that's how to be authentic. But, like, that's not how to be authentic for you.
Yeah, I feel like that's really, it's helpful to hear you put it that way, because you're right. We look at somebody else and think, oh, well, if I just do what they're doing, it will feel more authentic. But the reality is that's not the definition of being authentic. You've got to be you, and you've got to know who you are.
Yeah.
And I think what I wanted to say as you were talking about that is just, like, giving people the freedom that's a process. You know, it's not like you wake up one day and you have arrived at this. I mean, I feel like I'm still trying to figure out, you know, who am I and what do I want my family's life to look like? What do I want my life to look like? And it ebbs and flows. And, you know, here at the beginning of the year, we have these, you know, I mean, we always have the opportunity to think about it, but at the beginning of the year, everyone's talking about like, who are you? Who do you want to be? What's your goals and all that. So yeah, that's definitely been on my mind lately of like being intentional to observe that stuff about myself and mm-hmm. then continue to be intentional to practice it, I guess, instead of letting just life fly by.
Yeah. So, it's like, I feel like it's like a constant process of like recentering yourself as far as like, but this is me, like what comes natural to me or what kind of things mm-hmm. do I like it just, you know, constantly coming back to that.
And trying things out and realizing like, oh, not that at all. Like I had a girlfriend in my 30s when my friend and I were not married, we observed about ourselves that anytime we had a boyfriend, we always liked what they liked. Like I liked soccer for a while. And then I liked football for a while. And it's like, huh, it's funny. None of those things ever really stuck because that wasn't me. That was me putting myself in that person's shoes or element because I was trying to like fit in or connect or, you know, that's not always bad, but it's clearly not me.
Yeah. I love that. That's such a good, like, I can, even as you say that, I can think of so many things that I'm like, yep, like all the things that I was like, this is me. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Right.
Not me at all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so we're talking about branding and mindset and starting your podcast. And so you kind of came to this topic of everything I just said, because this is the work that you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And so we talked about this a little bit offline, but I'd love to have you share kind of how you came to like understanding who your audience is and what you were really going to focus on, that whole like narrowing down of your niche. Cause I think that's helpful for anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely, I mean, like I said, I definitely realize that I'm at an advantage because it's like, I know, like, that's what I help my clients with. And I went through that process. That was actually the first, my first taste at any like business coaching was like a group coaching program to help you build your brand. So like right from the beginning, I've had that, you know, kind of foundational knowledge. And so, yeah, I mean, I like, as I was getting ready to start this podcast and kind of developing this idea, like I already had a clear idea of who I was talking to, because my ideal client is Christian female entrepreneurs, you know, in their 30s. And like, you know, I've already developed that kind of who that person is that I'm talking to. And I had a clear focus as far as like the message that I wanted to share. And that's something that, you know, throughout the course of my business, I've tweaked that and I've come back every once in a while to just kind of clarify my message because I'm able to, I guess, narrow it down a little bit as I go or get more confident about my message. But even with the podcast, like even just looking at the topics, kind of like the different buckets that I like some episodes, I will want to just share like a faith message as far as like, this is what I feel like God's really putting on my heart. Like, I definitely want to have that space to do that. And it obviously makes sense because I'm going to be talking to Christian female entrepreneurs. But then also like having that topic of branding and then the topic of like the more mindset stuff around it. So like giving myself that structure so that I feel like I'm not second guessing, like, are they going to care about this or is this even relevant? Like, you know, having that space to feel like you have wiggle room with what you can talk about, but it's not all over the place.
Yeah. Before we recorded, you mentioned this whole like, oh, I've listened to a podcast and I really like this topic they were talking about, but then they seem all over the place on all their other episodes. And so it is hard to know, like, is that really the podcast for me? Well, no, maybe not, because it's not so specific. But talk about that a little bit. Like, you know where to go when you want X.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, like when I want real stories that are like you know, just people sharing about their journey with like their God dream. Like, obviously this is where I come.
Woo-woo!
This podcast. But really, like when I want like those real kind of heart to heart conversations, like this is where I go. When I want more like a loving kick in the butt to like, you know, get over myself, like it's not about you, or like that kind of stuff that like you just kind of need it sometimes. Like there's another podcast that I love that she is just like, she's at Enneagram 8, if like anyone's familiar with the Enneagram. Like she's just super, like she'll tell you like it is, and that's like her superpower. And so I go there when I know that I need that, and I know that I'm, you know, getting stuck on something. And so it's just knowing like what you'll get from each podcast, I feel like is super important. And so I've been reflecting on that with my own podcast. Like, what do I want people to come to me for? And so,
yeah, that's a great question. So I think I am going to share the story that I told you from Margaret Feinberg. So, gosh, I hope I have her name right. So she's an author, and I attended her writer's boot camp several years ago, I guess 5 years ago now, because I was pregnant. And she talked about her, people call it avatar or her ideal client or her reader. And so it's this definition of this very specific person that you're speaking to when you share your brand message or any messaging, like whether if you have a podcast or on Instagram or whatever it is you're sharing, that you would speak very specifically to this one person. And she named her person. I can't remember the name, but the visual that I really love, because people asked about it, like, oh, what if that's too narrow? Or what if there's somebody else? Like, what if there's a second person that might, you know, be interested in that message? And she described sitting in a car. She's the driver, so she's driving the messaging, and there's a person in the passenger seat next to her, and this is the conversation they're having. She's talking to the person in her passenger seat and sharing this message, and that person is really responding well because it's the message they came to her for, and they have this kind of, I don't know, symbiotic relationship. But there's also someone in the back seat that maybe resonates with most of what Margaret talks about, but probably not all of it. And she's, you know, it, that she talks to women, but this could be like a guy that resonates with a similar message.
I think that's such like a beautiful imagery, because
yeah, there can be a ton of people in their backseat.
Yeah.
But you're still talking to this one person. And I think it does simplify things quite a bit, where you don't have to be all things to all people. Mm-hmm. But if you resonate with somebody that you didn't mean to, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think so many, and I've experienced this too, where you feel like you're doing other people a disservice by only talking to one specific person. Mm-hmm. But you're actually doing the person that you're called to serve a disservice, because it's like, like, we're not only just called to do something, we're called to do it for someone. And right. So we've got to like honor that.
Okay. So we've kind of covered that, narrowing down your niche or your audience or whoever it is that you're speaking to. So what other questions do you have now here as you're like getting ready to launch this thing?
Yeah. I feel like where I'm at right now, I'm really kind of trying to think about like, you know, how I choose guests, and also how I choose guests and how I choose like what we want to talk about, because I do definitely want to be intentional about the people I bring onto my show. I already know that I don't want to just like put out an application like, hey, if you want to be on the show, like this is not a platform for people to get visible, in the sense that of course I want to support the people that are on the podcast in their visibility. But I don't want it to just be like anyone can just come on here and hear all, you know, put you on a podcast so you can like, I don't know, be on a podcast.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have come across people who approach their podcast like that, and I don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, it's more like they're a talk show versus you are – like your primary concern is your audience. You want to continue to be authentic and true to your message so that your audience can keep coming back and know that this is for them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And it is definitely about being clear on like what we're talking about, because mm-hmm. there is shows where it is just like, hey, come on here and share your story, but I have a clear focus. And so I'm just trying to be intentional about, you know, picking the right people that I know will be a great fit and provide value to my audience, because I know my audience well. But then, you know, I had mentioned kind of before we recorded, like, I know that there's people that I have in my mind that I love, and I definitely know they'd be able to provide value, but then it's like, I don't necessarily have a topic or a like focus that, I don't know, I feel like, you know, maybe this person that I'm thinking of, it's like, well, there's lots that they could share that would provide value. So it's like, how do we narrow in on a focus? And so I would just love to know like what your process is for figuring out that, like whether it's like having set questions or just kind of tailoring, like jotting down a few questions, like tailored to that person. I don't know. And figuring out like what I'm going to do, because that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Well, and you said you're going to do some solo episodes and some guest episodes. So
yeah. And I haven't even set like a, is it going to be every other episode? Like, I don't know.
Right. Right. You're figuring it out along the way. So the way that I like to think about this is that your job in selecting your guests is to curate the content that you want to share with them. And so, you know, for, I don't know, I won't say that it was easy at the beginning. I did start with friends and then was kind of like, okay, now where do I go from here? But, I find a lot of my guests on Instagram, mainly because I'm drawn to the people who are talking about the kind of stories that I like to share about. And I love to like develop a relationship with somebody first so that I know them a little bit, like can comment on their posts and see if they respond back to me, kind of thing. You know, just to kind of get a feel for who they are outside of what they're like pushing out to the world. And, you know, take this with a grain of salt, but here's what I do. So if I find somebody that I'm interested in, I will send them, you know, a quick email. Here's the podcast. Here's what it's about. Here's who my audience is. I'd love to have you come talk about your whatever, your the book that you've written or the, you know, organization you've founded, whatever it is. And then I tell them, here's what I expect from you if you were to participate in this with me. Like, I want you to share it with your audience. And, you know, here's how long I think the interview would be, that kind of thing. And then see if they're interested. And what I have learned over like 3.5 years of doing this is, you know, I think there is kind of a, like a middle ground. So it's not the person that's like, well, my publisher has told me I've got to promote my book, so I need to come on your podcast. Now, some of those people will be a good fit, but not all of them. And it's not always the person that's like, oh, they have a huge platform, and so maybe they'll share this podcast episode with their 1.5 million followers. Like, it's probably not that person either, because the reality is the people with a huge platform aren't really motivated to share my thing. Like, they'll come, you know, they'll do me a favor and they'll come on my podcast if they like what I'm doing. But I've found that they're just not as inclined to share. And so I really think there's this, this middle ground of women who, like the concept of what I'm talking about and feel like they have something to add to it. And sometimes I'll get pitches where somebody will say, I'd like to talk about one of these three topics. Do any of those resonate with you? And then I get a chance to be like, oh yeah. Or, you know, here, can we tweak it this way? And that would be really be a good fit. But if it's not somebody that's been pitched to me, you know, I have like a 2-page document of questions. I mean, they're not single spaced. It's like, you know, probably a dozen questions that I have them fill out, especially if I don't know them. Like, I want to know, how are you going to respond when I ask you this question? And I won't ask all 12 of those questions on the interview. In fact, if you've listened to me for the last 2 years, like I would say season 5 and 6, are like almost the same questions every time. There may be some diversion if there's a particular thing that somebody wanted to delve into, but I almost always ask the same questions. And I think that would be different for you because mm-hmm. you're bringing guests on to talk about a specific topic or to share an experience. Whereas I'm like, no, I want to know about your dream. Okay. I want to know about your dream too, you know? So, So think through, like, you said you already know topically what you want to focus on, and maybe start with the people who can weave whatever their message is really well into your topics, or that there's like a good fit there. Mm-hmm. And those other people that you're like, oh, I think she'd be a great guest, but I'm not sure what she would talk about that fits. Maybe just wait on that to see, you know, if it comes bubbling up a little bit later once you're a little bit deeper into it.
Yeah.
Or ask that person, hey, listen to a few of my episodes. What do you think you could speak to related to this? Because I think you'd be a great guest. And I think a lot of people, you know, those people in that middle ground who really want the opportunity to share a message are willing to do a little bit of work to, you know, not prove themselves, but to, you know, reassure both of you that they would be a good fit. Because that's the truth, is like, they want to be a good fit as much as you do. Because if they're going to share it with their audience, they don't want it to be this like way off in left field thing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So,
is that helpful? Did I answer your question?
You did. I took like several notes on what you just said. Well, and like, I love what you said about like how you view it as like curating the content and even just like having them like add to the conversation, like putting in that perspective of like, this is kind of the conversation I'm hosting over here. What can you add to it?
Yeah.
Because even like, as you were kind of sharing that, I was thinking of someone that I will be interviewing at some point. Like I heard her, you know, she was kind of in my circle and I had heard her share about this process that she went through where she's kind of changing her target audience and how she processed that with God. And I was like, I would love if you come share this on the podcast. Like, hey, you don't really, like, we've never really talked before, but, and she was great. And we had a great conversation and we'll record that sometime soon. But it's just kind of like, just paying close attention to things that I think people can add to the conversation. And I think that will definitely be my focus versus, like you said, for you, it's like, this is my dream and I'm going to ask people about their dreams.
Well, and as you're talking, it's like, start praying about this, you know? I really think that as you begin to like ask God, like, who's next? Who's the next person that you want me to bring on the show? I think he makes that clear, you know, and it's subtle, but I have come across people where I'm like, I have no idea where I first saw you, but you are such a good fit for my show. And all I can say is like, that has to be God putting you in my path because, you know, I mean, yes, social media sure helps, but I do feel like the majority, if not like 99% of my guests have been a really good fit. And I can't believe that that's chance, you know, like his hands are in it. So,
yeah, that's definitely, yeah, I agree. That's definitely something that, I want to be intentional about praying over my show and before I record and like, praying about like, who should I bring on? Who should I talk to next? Because I even like, I don't remember. Well, I guess when we talked, I had the name that I'm using for the podcast, Presence and Purpose. Like I had already picked that name and it was super recent. Like I think earlier this week or, you know, within this last week that I got this other idea that was like a more strategic, like branding related name. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, look at me. I should totally do this. But then like something didn't feel right. And I've got like, I was in a kind of like coaching program, mastermind group all of 2019. And so I went to them and I was like, I'm kind of just verbally processing, but also saying this for accountability because I've got this name that I really like and I think would be super cool. But I also feel like I'm forcing it to be strategic and I feel like God's nudging me to or convicting me, whatever, to keep it as presence and purpose. And, you know, as I was cooking, I just felt the sense of like, I need to make room for God with even the podcast name. And I was like, okay, like I knew it was the right decision. And it was just a little, it was a great example for me of like a little way that I can just like involve him in this process, because it's so easy to be like, okay, I'm going to dream up this vision for my dream or my business or my nonprofit or podcast, whatever, and involve God in that. But then like, we're like, okay, we'll take it from here.
I got
like,
it now.
As far as like the details and implementing it, they're like, okay, like, you know, I got it. I'm going to go for it. So that like, I wanted to use the other name. I totally would have chosen that if that was up to me, but I still love presence and purpose. So
you've decided?
It is presence and purpose. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. The Presence and Purpose Podcast.
Yes. I know. And one that was, it's just presence and purpose. Like, okay. Instead, yeah,
right. Like that. It doesn't have podcast in the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. And so by the time this goes live, you're going to have some episodes up, right?
I will.
A little accountability there.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're interested in this topic of branding and mindset and having an authentic message, like go look for Presence and Purpose on iTunes or whatever, wherever you find your podcasts. So there's my little plug for you. Natalie, aren't
like the word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't like the word, but that usually has an apostrophe, but without, your name doesn't.
Yes. Anytime without even being prompted, you know, what's your last name? Aren't like the word without the apostrophe.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, Natalie, this was super fun to kind of get to watch you in process. So we talked like 5 weeks ago. And so here we are talking now, and your podcast is going to go live in about 3 weeks. So by the time the audience listens to this, you're going to be well in the middle of it. So maybe we can talk in like 6 or 8 months or a year or whatever, and circle back, and you can share more of what you've learned and what God's taught you along the way. But thank you so much for sharing your dream with us and where you are in real time, even though it's, you know, it's kind of like, well, I'm figuring it out as I go along. Yeah. We're all doing that.
Well, there's so much power in like capturing that moment in time though, like sharing something as it's happening versus like, I'm going to jot this down to talk about it like when I've come through it, but like sharing when you're in the middle of it is really important too.
Yep. And we don't get a lot of that. So thank you for your willingness to share when you're in the middle.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, hey, I want to pray for you and your podcast and your message before we go.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Natalie, and thank you for just the passion that you've given her to help other Christian women pursue this topic of branding and mindset and authenticity, and just that for the vision that you've given her of starting a podcast to serve this audience. And so I just want to lift her up to you and just ask for your hand. I know it is. Your hand is already upon her, but would you help her to know that you're there with her? And would you prompt her, as she said, just to continue to include you in the process and to have a listening ear and heart for what you want to share with her that you would have her do with the stream? And we know that with your hands upon it, that it is... it's going to be for her good and for your glory. And so we just agree with you and ask for that you would use these messages to serve your daughters, that you would bring the audience around her, just the right people who need to have this message at this time. And we just pray for blessing over her dream and her willingness to take steps forward, even though the path is, you know, revealing itself in the moment. We can't always see the end. We almost always do not see the end, but we know that you are walking alongside with us. So would you just give her confidence in that and remind her daily of your great love for her? We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that was fun. I have to say, I love these strategy sessions and we're only just beginning. But as I listened back over to this one, I actually think my favorite part was right there at the beginning, where Natalie was just really honest about feeling nervous in a conversation that she'd had. And then how that kind of shifted when we started to talk about the practicalities of what she needs to do next related to her dream. And I love that reminder of just paying attention to what's going on inside of us. And we didn't say this, but just like asking God, like, what is that? If I'm feeling yucky or nervous or anxious, what is going on inside of me? And meet me there. Will you help me with that? And anyway, there was that other little bit too about finding your authentic messaging. And that was really telling for me too, just like, how do we look at what it is that we're putting out into the world and present it in the most us way, in the most me way that I can, so that when you hear it or see it or investigate it, that what you're seeing is more a little bit of me, but more of the passion that God has planted within us about our dreams. So I thought that was really fun. If you kind of like skimmed over that at the very beginning, like go back and listen to it. That really was my favorite part of the conversation. So you'll find the show notes for this conversation at meritonsa.com/podcast/140, where I will include links to my podcasting equipment there, since it didn't actually make it into the conversation here. You can also connect there with Natalie. I will link to all of her social media accounts and her website, and of course to her podcast, Presence and Purpose, and a little update on where you can find that. She's currently on Spotify for sure, and hopefully iTunes by the time this goes live. There's like a little bit of a window there where you have to wait for them to accept you. So anyway, go check it out, Presence and Purpose. And it's ampersand. And her name is Natalie Arndt, A-R-E-N-T. And then finally, I would love to hear your thoughts about these strategy sessions. Or if you're interested in being considered as a guest for a future strategy session, I just have a few spots opening up this season. So connect with me with a PM over on Instagram, Facebook, or in the Facebook group, or send me a message via my website at meritonsa.com. I would love to hear what you're working through. We all want to make an impact, right? I mean, what are those dreams about anyway? Well, here's a quick way to do that right now for someone who needs what you just heard. Will you take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at MeritJO, and share it in your Instagram stories so that together we can get this encouraging message into the earbuds of the women who are ready to fight back fear, trust their identity in Christ, and unleash the dreams He's given them for their lives. It's so simple to do, and they will thank you for your recommendation. Then, before you go, if you were encouraged by today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of the show over on iTunes so other dreamers just like you can find the podcast. Until next time, I would love to connect with you over on Instagram or in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group on Facebook, where you'll find a community of like-minded women who love Jesus and are in the midst of pursuing the dream He's placed on their hearts. Thank you so much for joining me today. And wherever you are with your God-shaped dreams, may you have the courage to take one step toward their realization today.